You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies in South Philly on Packer Ave. Today, Chickies and Pete's doing crab fries for heroes for National French Fry Day. A portion of all proceeds from crab fry sales will be donated to the FOP Survivors Fund. It is 5 o'clock, which means it's everybody's favorite portion of the WIP afternoon show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
It's a Stockwatch Friday.
Yes, sir.
Here on the afternoon show. And of course, you guys made it about Philly sports. That's cute. I made it about us.
Yeah, there you go.
The five people. This is WIP personnel because there's a caller on here. It's not just employees.
Well, that's not personnel either.
Whatever.
Okay.
It might as well be.
Okay.
They're not paid, but they're part of the family.
Okay, all right, part of the WIP family.
That I'm buying or selling.
Okay.
The surrogate number five, Elliot Shore Parks. I'm buying.
Buying?
Whoa!
I miss him. Uh-huh. It's been a long week.
Without Elliot?
Yeah, like, come on, man. Tuesdays with Elliot, there's something about it that adds such charm to it. I missed him Wednesday. Sharing that moment with Elliot would have been phenomenal.
Elliot,
he was demanding text updates from Seltzer the whole time.
Elliot at the Fritz versus the camera would have been great. Elliot being there would have been great.
He would have got booed by the crowd.
Yep.
All 500 people there.
Yep.
Rube was great today. Something about Fridays at 3 with Elliot.
He'll make you pissed off.
Yeah, I got to admit, I've enjoyed the week.
Ah! Now,
I've enjoyed the week.
Since you already brought it up, Jack, so it's your fault, not mine, you're buying Elliot stock even with the new haircut.
It's contingent upon when he gets back, combing it back over or
okay.
something. Don't know what the hairdo is doing.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen it, Elliot's new haircut.
Some to behold.
The front of it is all going forward.
Yes. This man's almost 40.
Do you think it's a teenager haircut?
Yes.
Because teenagers, I see.
I think it's a Gen Z cut.
No, see, I thought Gen Z have the big, bushy, curly hair with the side shave.
No, like the ones that I see now is it's all straightforward and it's like kind of messy. And that's what he's going for.
But he's almost 40.
Now, he is in his quote unquote lad era because he's.
Because he's in England?
In England.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is a part of it.
Do you think his wife had him do it, put him up to it, or is
no,
that an Elliot?
I think he's grappling with the reality.
Grappling.
Whatever.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you got a lot of misses today on words.
Published author, ringthebellbook.com.
Yeah.
He's grappling with the reality that he's almost 40. And I think he's trying to be younger again.
Huh.
Is that what that is, attempt to look younger?
He's obsessed with being younger.
Yeah.
He's obsessed with it.
Well,
yeah.
It's hard when you're – see, on the beat, for a while, he was the young guy.
Yeah.
On the beat.
Yeah.
And I know this from being in radio. because I went from being the young guy at the radio station to all of a sudden you wake up one day and everybody's younger than you.
Yeah.
You're not the young guy anymore.
I'm right in the middle of that transition.
Look at, I'm a prime example.
Right. Right.
You're like, you've been here longer than almost anyone besides Zachariah.
Yeah, when I came, I was the young guy.
Yep.
And everybody was older. Now I've seen everybody else come behind me.
Now you're limping around, winning the belt. But, you know, yeah, I think Elliot is grappling. With the fact, not crippling, with the fact that he's just not the young guy anymore.
Yeah.
You know, he's not the hotshot young guy. He's just a middle-aged guy like the rest of us talking about sports we don't know anything about.
Who is the hotshot young guy now?
Well, Broads is like, he's about my age.
Broads is Broads your age?
Broads is a year younger than me.
He's younger than you.
Okay, yeah. So
it's
got to
be Broads or Buzz.
We'll get to Buzz on this.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that we have a hot shot young guy.
It was Fritz for a long time there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was right there. It was right there. All right, number four. Who am I buying or selling stock in at WIP? Chuck and Mount Airy. I'm buying stock, baby.
Oh,
what a beautiful week. You and him have just gotten along so well.
Me and Chuck.
I haven't gotten nervous once. You know,
really?
Usually.
I'm nervous at every call.
Yeah, oh, really?
But I could see where it's going to turn, right?
Yep.
Haven't felt it this week. It's been cordial.
That's true.
He's been cordial.
Yeah.
I think both of you are starting to look like men, you know? And we're starting to have good, positive growth, and we're getting Chuck back to being a great call.
Nah. Now, this is – I'm sort of fatigued arguing with each other.
Yep.
You know, training camp will be here in a couple weeks.
Yep.
They'll be back at it.
And he's going to start saying how big of a Jalen guy he is, even though we know that's wrong.
Yeah, that's going to drive Spike crazy.
Yeah, I think we both realize we could both use the break at the moment.
Yep.
We're just resting up for prime time.
Which is maturity. I'll accept that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Growth.
Self-preservation.
Growth. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Growth. Right.
Buying Chuck stock.
Third on my list if I'm buying or selling stock at WIP is Joe DeCamera, who's selling. Selling. He needed baseball.
There it is.
He needed baseball to go a different way, and it didn't.
Yeah.
He got me in golf, sort of. I got myself in golf.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I got myself in golf.
He gotcha.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. But it was more of me losing it than rather than him winning it.
Well, he still had a
winner. Sore loser.
I'm not being a sore loser.
He still had a winner.
Yeah. But come on, man. It was a good run. It was a good run. But what happened this week is that order was restored.
Well,
for the most part.
I saw a Twitter poll from the morning show today that how do you want DeCamera to approach the rest of the competition?
They were shook by your comments yesterday.
Humble hammer or haughty hammer? So haughty meaning, you know, better than everybody else. And
thank you for the explanation.
Well,
yeah, we got it.
Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we grappling our way through it?
Yeah, we're grappling our way through it. The truth is, he's been haughty the entire time. He hasn't been humble. He's been humble as a joke. Like he's
sarcastically
humble.
He was doing the whole thing like, oh, I'm so just an underdog against this huge, big-time college pitcher.
You're the morning show host on WIP. There is nothing underdog about you. You said you were going to be president at one point, and you still believe it. Like,
and he's never gracious in victory.
No, of course not.
Yes.
And he has his minions, the drifters on the morning show, do all his dirty work. Like, at least have the guts to say that stuff yourself instead of having Rhea do it or Seltzer do it or whatever it is.
Jody Mack.
Yeah, Jody Mack doing it.
Entered into the fray this week.
Well, yeah, and they're all complaining.
Jody Mack jumped in there?
Yeah, Jody Mack. Well, he's been in for Richie all week.
Well,
so.
Jody Mack was complaining about that second strike call, which was not high. It was a high strike, but it was a strike.
It was within the zone.
Yeah. Like, you're complaining about calls when you go 0 for 8? What are we talking about here?
Not one three-ball count.
0 for 8 with 5 Ks? Yeah, I would respect Joe more if he would stop with the fake humble thing. There's nothing humble. There's nothing respectful. You were an annoying twerp during the golf. You happened to win. All right. And you did a victory lap, a two-week-long victory lap, calling my guy over here weak-minded and Jack quits.
A lot of that,
blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Not forgetting it over here, buddy. An elephant never forgets. I'm an elephant.
Do elephants ever forget?
I think that's the line.
How do they know that elephants don't forget?
I literally have no idea. Yeah.
We make a lot of assumptions about what animals.
Yep.
No.
And really, no. Yep.
Don't.
Yep.
All right, second on my stock watch at WIP and Blaze is Spike Eskin, who I am buying.
Whoa!
I mean, just a teammate of the year this week. I'm not a combative type. You know, I have my fun little jabs, but, like, I'm an ELE guy. Everyone love everyone.
Yeah.
And what? What?
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
ELE?
ELE.
ELE guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone love everyone?
I've never even heard that before.
Yeah, you didn't watch Semi-Pro. but Spike has gotten into the dirt, into the mud.
The muck and grind.
For me. And the photo of us hugging after the glorious victory is going to live.
Well, it's nice. Nice
you touch. See someone put us on the Titanic?
I did. Somebody, it was the guy that took the picture, actually. He's having a lot of fun with that photo now.
He was.
That.
Thank you. I'm glad to have my stock up. I need my guy to win that for us, for him, for everyone.
4-1.
And if I'm called upon to muck it up, you know, especially in the beginning when you guys were questioning my ability or my want to muck it up with the other shows.
It's true.
Say that I'm too friendly with them.
Yeah, it was a legitimate question.
Yeah, I'm going to make them all hate me just to prove that I'm a member of this show.
Yeah.
You know?
Well on your way, pal.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well on your way.
Thank you. Glad to have my stock up.
But number one for buying or selling stock of a WIP employee is Buzz. We're selling.
Whoa!
Selling.
Oh, come on.
Come on, man.
So much for Buzz, ELE or whatever the hell that was.
Yeah. Buzz, did you pay that guy to take a photo of you signing something for him the other day?
No, I did not.
Conveniently, the camera's right on Buzz signing his one autographs. Yep.
I signed three autographs the other day. I didn't know any of them. No relatives, nothing like that. They solicited me.
Yep.
There you go. Hey, man, listen, Buzz is big in the street.
Now,
man.
Did you sign it? How did you sign it?
I signed
it
Buzz.
Just Buzz.
Not
even Wilson, just Buzz.
But the other reason
did
is...
Did you put a number on there with it?
No, I did not put a number on there.
Well,
with it.
You know what your number should be, buddy?
Two.
It should be two.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nailed it.
It's got to be number two. It has to
yep.
be.
Heard that one a few times, yeah.
Yeah.
But also part of the reason that Buzz is on here... I've heard through sources.
Oh, no.
We're taking off-air stuff as part of on-air stuff.
Always. Hey, trust Fritz, man. Yeah.
This guy still uses Axe body spray.
Oh,
like a 12-year-old.
No.
This guy's taking a nice photo with his lovely girlfriend at the graduation. And
graduation?
The sources
close, 27.
Whatever it was. I don't know what it was. I don't know what you were doing, but sources close to Buzz suggest he reeked of Axe.
Oh, Buzz.
Buzz said, I'm 27.
There was no Buzz. Graduation.
Buzz.
I don't know where you pulled that from.
Buzz, Axe is for two kinds of people. Well, three. One, Knicks fans.
Knicks fans, yeah.
Yep. Number two, guys in college. And number three, maybe if you're single and right out of college, but you are a taken... 27-year-old man?
Grown man.
Yeah. I don't think you can be doing the Axe thing.
Yeah,
if you want to wear a cologne, we can find a nice, classy, you know, you just put a dot of it, you know, under your ear or something, whatever, on your neck.
Yeah. Axe body spray.
Yeah. Wow. Come on. Are you not showering? Are you coming out
of BO? I shower and then use Axe.
Wow. That's tough, Buzz.
I never made the transition back.
Oh, Buzz.
That's tough. Body spray is tough in general.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Buzz.
What grown man uses body spray?
Yeah.
Well, that would be me right here. Yeah.
Yeah. What is your girlfriend?
I was going to say, does she like it?
Yeah, no,
are
she
you
likes
covering
the smell.
Up the poo smell?
No, it's the poo smell. I'm not covering up any smell. Because apparently I'm still at graduation 5 years later. I don't know.
I thought she graduated from something. I know she's like in law school or something.
No, she's not in law school. We just went
what
to dinner
were you
last
at,
night.
Then?
We went to dinner.
Oh, we're getting photos for dinner still?
She posted it. I reposted it. Talk to her about it.
He can't get a picture with his girl at dinner?
Yo, that
it looked like a graduation.
Yo, you got to let him take a picture with his girl.
My goodness, man.
Neither one of us were wearing a graduation gown. Where'd you
and
pull that from?
And you had a stain on your shorts.
Which side?
Stain on
the right side. And not on the back side. Though. It's not on the back.
Oh, my God. Now I need to see this picture. Is it still up?
No, I'll find it. Yeah,
it's still up. And Jack has it saved. Don't worry. He's got a file on me.
All right. Let's see. Where's the stain?
Oh my God, it's down there. I see it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, let me
know. Yeah, why'd you say that's a graduation picture?
Oh. I don't know. Guys,
yeah, just have one.
Look like she graduated.
Oh, Buzz, you got a lovely girlfriend. Yes. I say that respectfully.
She certainly is. Buzz, you're underdressed. And all right. She has on.
So the stain is right by your crotch.
Per usual.
Yep. And your shorts are too wrinkly.
Well, the wrinkly thing I'll give you. Yeah, I don't exactly. Yeah. I'm not great about ironing my clothes.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh,
oh, no.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Boy.
Buzz.
Yeah.
They won't let you do nothing, right?
Yeah.
Now, yeah, you can't do anything, brother.
We definitely got to get Buzz a better cologne. I'll send you a couple of suggestions. I'm not a colognesman. But I'll send you a couple of suggestions, Buzz. We got to move you past that.
Yeah, we got to get you out of Axe, man. Yeah.
Hot shot or hot something else? Word we can't say.
What?
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 Another word that's beginning with S.
You went too far.
All right. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Oh, take advantage of Guided's big summer sale, 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDED or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's
my
up, Yoshi?
My man, Spy, Big Ice, Jackie, baby. Happy Friday.
What's up?
Man. What up, Yoshi?
Y'all killing me over here, Buzz. Hey, Buzz. You better stop wearing that ass, boy. You ain't going to get them girls like in that commercial, boy. It don't work like that, man.
I already have a girl. I don't need to get girls.
I heard you was out there trying to be the latest man. What's that? So, man,
oh, like, yeah. Hugh broke that story. Yep.
Yep.
I'm gonna tell
maybe
you,
it was the axe.
What's that? Yves Saint Laurent, myself. That's a nice one. It's nice. It's masculine, but it's soft at the same time. Dolce Gabbana. Light blue, that's a good one. Those are like two of my favorite ones to put on, you know.
How about Aqua Velva? Aqua Velva?
He ain't putting on no D&G light blue.
How about Rookie? Rookie Aqua Velva?
Might have to buy that for a roller, man. Y'all up there talking about he's trying to cover the poop smell. And boy, you ain't going to leave that dookie in on the daggone bus. That's going to the grave.
That's a scarlet letter, yeah. He's, that's...
Well, and Yosh, here's the other thing, Buzz, for you to know. these nicer colognes are expensive, but you only need a dot of it. It's not like the Axe that you're...
It lasts forever, boy. Don't spread all over you now what's name because you like the way it smells. You're going to end up stinking if you spray too much. Just a dot, like the man said, on your wrist and rub it down your face or a little bit behind your ear. And you know what? If you take what's name a little bit and put it on your wrist and rub it along your thighs, the smell travels up.
Next time I have a graduation on July 10th, I'll use that.
You know what?
Now we got tight buzz.
Hey, man, hey, I congrats on the belt, man. Don't thank me too much because I got something that you might not like, but congrats on the belt.
Uh-oh.
Appreciate it.
Jack Fritz, what's his name? Way to knock him down, boy. I would like to take a small ounce of credit for the multiple texts and motivation, and I believe in you throughout the week. In last week,
a lot of motivational texts from Yoshi, yeah.
And also making Spike a little bit better for us being in your corner by snitching on the morning show last week. I think that escalated Spike to being better at being in your corner. So I'd like to take a little small credit for that.
You snitching on them did help, by the way. It did help.
I know it did, boy. Well, you went in for like 5 minutes. I was over there like Aquarius, Libra, Taurus. You went in on. I'm buying stock. What's saying? I'm changing it up a little bit because y'all going on vacation. I'm buying stock also in Spike Eskins because I believe that Spike Eskins, if he keeps listening to me, he's going to have a puppy chest in a minute, and he's going to be walking around looking at y'all like, how you like me now? I'm selling stock in Ike Reese because anytime a person keeps saying, I got to do something about this belly, they ain't going to never do nothing about it.
They ain't going to never do it.
Hey, Ike, I take many nights.
It's a big week for me, though, man. You're right, though. If I don't get started this week, it ain't happening.
Yeah, now's the week to do it. Yes. You don't have the pressure or work all that.
You always got something to blame it on. What's the name?
I am injured, man. I am injured.
I went to Cincinnati to see the family. What's the name?
Yes, that happened. Yeah.
It was when I got from McGillicuddy's or wherever y'all be at, man. Chicken and beef.
McGirt's.
Whatever it is. You're always going to have an excuse. I take a lot of naps on the weekend, too. Maybe you should. But I end up watching something with me, but it end up watching me. You need to stay awake, bro. What's the name? Stay awake. I'm going to miss y'all while y'all gone because I love y'all. But I need a breath of fresh air from y'all, too, because y'all take up too much of my time between 2 and 6. Now I can binge watch some TV, get a little extra workout in. What's the name? I'm just so compelled to listen to y'all. I can't turn it off. If I don't call, I'm over here texting Jack. Like, y'all take up too much of my time. I'm flagging my wife when she walks through the door. So I need a vacation from y'all, too. So, but I love y'all, and I'm going to miss y'all. I wear my sunglasses on the beach, too. But sometimes you got to take them off so you can get a better look. You know what I'm talking about? Come on. Hey, man, I love y'all, cats. I'm going to miss y'all. Happy Friday. Have a great week, and see y'all in a week.
All right, Yoshi.
All right, brother.
Thank you.
So a bit of weird news. Zach Wheeler is not participating in the All-Star game.
Ooh.
So it just came down a second ago that...
Ranger?
No, they added a Padres reliever to the All-Star game. So, because there was a lot of thought that he's going to start the All-Star game because he's pitching Saturday night.
Huh. So he's... Does he not want to? I hope he's okay.
That's the concern. If he
pitches Saturday, then he's good.
Yeah. But also, why can't you just go to the All-Star game? Like, he's not participating.
Oh,
he's not on the roster.
You saying he's not going?
Like, he's not. Yeah, he's replacing. This Adrian Morjon is replacing Zach Wheeler on the NL roster.
Honestly, maybe his wife has a new kid. Maybe he just doesn't care. He wants to stay home with his kid.
I hope so.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
He's been an All-Star before, right?
Huh?
Yeah.
But it seemed like he was trending towards starting this game, which is a pretty marquee event for the game.
Doesn't seem like he's a guy who cares very much.
Yeah, I don't think he cares. He's got his little 2.5 years left. And
you know, truthfully, like, I want guys to make the All-Star team if they want to make the All-Star team. Personally, as a fan, I'd rather they just have the time off, especially the pitchers. Like, I don't need Wheeler throwing during the All-Star game. I don't need Ranger. I don't need Sanchez. Doesn't make me feel any better. I'd rather they just have the time off.
So this puts him in line to start next Friday against the Angels?
Yeah, he's probably going to do that anyway because...
Not if he pitched in the All-Star game.
No, but it's usually just a midweek bullpen for guys. Like, they still throw a bullpen in between starts. So I think
So just throwing that inning would be like throwing a midweek bullpen.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So as long as he starts tomorrow, whatever, it's fine. I just
as long as there's nothing physically wrong with him.
Yeah. As long all right, now I'm worried about tomorrow. Well, they would have said he's not starting tomorrow if he was.
Maybe. I mean, they play tonight, what, 9:45, so they probably haven't talked to Thompson yet.
Yep.
So, I don't know. We want to monitor, but it's a kind of like I would have been cool for Wheeler to start the All-Star game. I remember when Halliday started in 11 down in Arizona, and it was cool. It's a pretty marquee thing.
Yep.
Didn't Hamill start one?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Like, Skeen started last year. He's probably going to start again, so that's two for him.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, bummer.
By the way, Yoshi's push-up advice has been working for me.
Yeah. Feeling a little swollen
doing
over
it
there?
I'm getting better at it. Feel myself getting a little stronger.
Nice.
He has me, you know, taking short breaks in between the two, so I'm doing them now. And I don't care if anybody sees me.
Yeah, but listen, someone challenged you at McGurk's the other day.
And I did the challenge.
You did.
I did the
challenge. Dropped down and gave him 30.
Yep. But 30 isn't what people have been told.
They've 250.
Been told 250. I'm over 300 now. So those people can beat it.
Sure.
So...
How many All-Stars is Zach Mine?
I don't know.
It can't be more than three.
Yeah, I think.
This would be his third, right? He didn't make one with the Mets.
Yeah.
No.
You would see it.
So this.
No, that's Hamels.
So this is his. Okay. This is his third.
Okay.
This is his third.
All right. Well, Hamels had four.
You're still making your Hamels case over there?
Well, I'm just saying.
There's always something.
I knew
it. Snip it out.
Yep.
You did
snip it out.
Are we sure Wheeler's better than Hamels?
So
that's the point I'm making.
So coming up next, Truckhorn Jerry is here.
Yes. Oh.
He's still here?
Well,
haven't heard him.
So I have to take the bullet on something here. The last time Truckhorn Jerry was here, he wanted to come on the air, and I said no, because Jack wasn't here,
right,
figuring he would never come back. He's back, and he asked if he could sing Creed with us.
Oh, God.
I told him he could.
Really?
All right. We'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
Is he going to just honk the horn the whole time?
Nah, he's got to be with you.
Ooh. Right, you got to sing
to
the same
mic. We're sharing the mic.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
He can have it.
215-592-9494. Stock watch Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. You can buy stock and sell stock in one Philadelphia sports figure. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies and Pete's today, crab fries for heroes for National French Fry Day. Portion of all proceeds from crab fry sales will be donated to the FOP Survivors Fund. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And when it let me say, let me say, hold me now, cause I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, cause I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
There he goes.
All right.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. On the third mic was Truck Horn Jerry.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Who I promised could come on the air with us last time he was here. You did. You added a couple of words. You were a little quick on a couple lines. But overall, a very solid job from Truck Horn Jerry. Good job, Truck Horn Jerry.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on. It's a pleasure being up here with you. And I just love your show. You guys keep me awake at night. That's all I can say.
And as a truck driver, that's important.
Yeah, because I got to deliver the goods and services to all these good people here eating.
Yep.
I probably brought them something one day or another.
There it is. That's Truck Horn Jerry's food right there.
Yeah, so with all that being said, I'm going to be about wonk, wonk, wonk.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you, Truck. Don't forget to take your headphones off. All right, there he is, Truck Horn Jerry, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, what a moment. What a moment. Well, he did the creed, got
good
in
job,
and out.
Buddy.
Great
job,
Truck Horn Jerry.
What
a come up for Truck Horn Jerry as one of my least favorite callers of all time when he started. Ended up just being a WIP Afternoon Show mainstay.
Mm-hmm. And he'd gone away for a little bit there.
It felt like he hadn't
called in 2 months.
Yep, but he's always there. We are at Chicky's.
He's got like $8 worth of jewelry around his neck.
Yeah, it's a lot $8 of chains.
$8, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and there's eight chains. One of them has 20, has the number 20. You think Dalk, he stole it from Schmitty?
Or either Dalk, one or the other.
Yeah.
One of the candy necklaces, is that next?
He is wearing a Phillies jersey that is Kelly Green.
It is Kelly Green. St. Patrick's Day jersey, right?
Is that what that is?
Think so.
Yeah.
We are Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Remember, all day today, Chickies and Pete's, crab fries for heroes. Do get out to your local Chickies, whether it is this one in South Philly or another one, as a portion of the proceeds from crab fry sales today are donated to the FOP Survivors Fund. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. That's right. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is it appropriate for a 27-year-old guy to still use Axe body spray?
Slow news day?
Yeah, that is for sure. It is, actually. 74.6% say no, it is not.
Where's the 25% at?
It's Buzz.
I haven't heard of Axe body spray for a while until when
I mention it.
Sure.
In reference for Knicks.
With the Knicks,
yeah.
But someone using it.
I did get a response online that says, ripping Buzz for body spray, but you're still sporting cargo shorts. It's 2025.
Who?
Me. Like this guy said.
Yeah. I wear cargo shorts, too.
Yeah, I got no problem with cargo shorts.
Yeah, what's wrong with cargo
shorts? And here's the thing. You could make fun of me for any of that stuff. I don't care. I'm in my late 40s. I love my job. I'm already married.
We're off the market, buddy.
Yeah, I take care of myself, and to me, that is enough. Every once in a while, I apologize to my wife for only wearing jeans and T-shirts all the time, and she says she doesn't care, so is what it is. And on vacation, you know what I do? Cargo shorts and a tank top. That's my relaxing stuff. Yep.
Yeah, man. We need the extra pockets, man.
Yes. I need the extra pockets. For cargo.
Yeah, for cargo.
Yeah, for cargo.
Now, all my shorts aren't cargo, but I do have cargo shorts.
Yes. And now I got a couple of pair of golf shorts as well. Now, maybe it was a sign before vacation. We did get a package in the mail, and my wife was like, hey, I got you some shorts.
That was a sign, yes.
They are not cargo shorts.
Yeah, she wanted you to wear something different.
They're a little shorter, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
No, well, listen, show the thigh meat.
The yep. wives love the thigh meat now. I'll
yeah.
tell you, my wife loves when I put on the short shorts.
Yep. The problem with me is I got that big tattoo of my cat on my yeah. one thigh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what it is. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus checking in. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, when y'all give somebody an inch, they take a mile, man. Y'all told Chuck Garn Jerry he could sing. He started giving shout-outs, doing his horn.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Everything, man. I tell you, man, when you get people behind that mic, they think it's they show. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yep. I mean, hey, who could forget the OK Andrew disaster that we had him in here?
Wow, and that put him,
you get him behind,
you know,
the mic, they think it's they show. They start driving. They move over, Spike. Let me drive, you know. But ain't nothing wrong. Listen. Buzz, as long as he's wearing body spray, like, now that Axe body spray is a little bit strong. I don't recommend it. I don't even think I ever wore Axe body spray in my life. Maybe when I was younger. I don't know. But it is a little strong. I don't think they smell great, but, like, I mean, he did, you know, number two on this show. You know what I'm saying?
So yep.
As long as he's making sure he's hygienically taken care of, smelling good, I ain't got no problem with it, you know? Because there's some 27, 26-year-olds, and they smell like ass, you know? And we wish they would wear some Axe, but I don't know.
Yeah,
front,
but by the way, just as – it doesn't smell bad, Axe body spray. Like, it smells fine.
Sure.
It's just, it's a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's, when strong, you, it's, like, when you strong, it's like overbearing.
Yeah. Like, when you get to a certain age, like, that's why they tell you, you just, when you put on cologne and you're a grown up, you just put a little bit on your yeah. wrist or a little bit on your neck, oh, and your that's neck. It. Like, a dash.
And if you spray himself down.
If you're trying to catch, like, a lady, don't wear that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
Buzz, that's what we can't figure out with Buzz. He's already got a girlfriend.
Yeah, Buzz already has a girlfriend, so that is good. But if you yeah. try to, word of advice, don't wear that. You know what I'm saying? If you out trying to catch a lady, don't wear no cargo shorts. Now, if you got a lady, wear cargo shorts. Don't be wearing,
I got a lady. I got,
I mean,
a lady.
Like, hey, man, because you never know. You be out somewhere. You never know when you're going to meet that special somebody. You know what I'm saying? So, but, you know. Nowadays,
I thought you were married, Corey.
I am. Oh, hey, but me, I'll, hey, listen, hey, me, I'm always cleaned up. You know what I'm saying? My wife loved me. I ain't gonna get on the Yoshi side now. But I'm like, T.O., my wife loved me some me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that's a topic for a different day. But who am I putting stock in? I'm putting stock in.
Yeah, who you buying?
Jack Frick.
Yep.
Oh, wow. You're going WIP.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. It's all about the phone line.
What a week for Jack.
Yeah.
It just keeps getting better.
And it was all set up by a loss, by the way. If he doesn't lose golf, we don't even have this week for Jack.
But look, this on top of it. Look, the way if he win this, don't let the Phillies go on no playoff run now.
Mm-hmm.
And the Phillies, hey, man, Spike, hey, you might have to start looking over your shoulder. You know what I'm saying? You know, because, hey, competition gonna be breathing down your neck, and you know.
Nah, we had that shot.
Yeah,
yeah.
But what I'm saying, you know, I'm glad because a lot of people are gonna be, you know, they gonna get on the train late, be like, oh, I'm gonna put stock in the quarterback. Hey, listen, I put stock in this 5 years ago, so I'm hit. I'm rich right now. My pockets is set from that stock. You know what I'm saying? But you know, we should have asked Rube. Who did their job better, Zach Wheeler or Jalen? You know what I'm saying? Because Rube, you know, he's unbiased. And we could have heard what he said. You know what I'm saying?
That's, yeah, you know, the thing is, Corey, I thought about it, and then I realized that, like, Rube's the kind of guy that would just say that you can't compare him. Like, that.
I felt
like he would just try to not answer it.
I wish we got his top 11,
though. You're probably right.
Yes, yes.
You're probably right. But, you know, great show today, guys, as always, you know, but who am I selling my stock in? If I was going to sell stock in somebody, it got to be Joel Embiid, right?
It's already low, though.
It's already low. You're not getting anything for that stock. You might as well hold on to it if you own it at this point.
Yeah, I give you that. It's probably already low, but if you got to get out now. Like Spike, he'll drag you under. Spike, if he in the positive, put a stock in Embiid, he'll make you go bankrupt. Listen, bet black on one, all right? Put black on one if you want to bet. So Jack Fritz and number one, and you'll always hit.
There you go.
That's right.
There it is.
That's right. It's a big answer.
What's the next question?
Favorite thing about vacation?
Oh, it's the fact that you get to unwind. You don't got to worry about no phone calls from these people like me. When I go on vacation, I look at the phone, I ain't picking up. I don't care who it is. Unless it's family, my mom, wife, kids, I ain't picking up.
Well, and thank you for the call, Corey. We'll talk to you when we get back. There are a million reasons that this job is better than my previous program director job.
Yeah.
One of those reasons being, on vacation,
you can't be bothered.
I have no responsibility whatsoever.
You still have to be on when you're on vacation.
Yeah. If something happens, you got to pay attention to it, you know?
Yeah.
There's constant stress. I don't have any of that now.
So the Phillies announced that Zach Wheeler, he decided to prioritize rest and prepare for the second half.
Ah, that's my guy.
Good.
That's my guy.
Family man Wheels.
Yep. Daryl Morey talked today at Summer League. Do you want to hear what he had to say about Joel Embiid's health?
Of course.
Is it going to help your stock?
Nah. So the first, and this is per the transcription per our friend Sixers Adam at Philly Voice. So they asked him about Jared McCain and how he was doing physically. Remember, he had a meniscus repair surgery in his knee. He said he's great. He's on track. He just met with the doctor that did his surgery. Everything is nominally on track, so he's on track to be where he should be by training camp. All right. So then they asked him if Embiid remains on track for training camp as well. One sentence. Also on track, yes, that would be my best anticipation at this point. That's it. He's sort of between a rock and a hard place with the Embiid stuff. Because if he says he's definitely going to be back, it'll be thrown in his face. So I guess it's good that there's nothing bad.
Yeah. No.
No?
I don't like the fact that Embiid's pretty much been on the shelf now for how many months?
Well, what I would like to see is something from Embiid. I would like to see a video from Embiid. Morey can only do what he can do.
Right.
Embiid should be the one showing us video of him playing basketball.
That he's good.
You know, that that's his job, but it's a little bit his job, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
So, to me, it's less about Morey.
Oh, yeah. It's not really about Morey, but what it says is that they aren't sure, which is really about Joel Embiid.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I don't like.
Yes. I agree. And then real quick on VJ Edgecombe, who has hurt his wrist, has not played.
Very Sixers-ish.
Hurt his thumb, said.
Yeah.
So here is Morey. Yeah, so he hurt his wrist. It's sort of a day-to-day thing. He did parts of practice, and it would be more today to see how it feels. We're hoping to have him back out there. Everyone's excited, including us and VJ, mostly VJ. VJ is the one most annoyed by this. He really wants to be out there, and our medical staff is trying to be smart about it. And then what they've learned on VJ Edgecombe since drafting him, we have to be consistent. If a guy plays poorly at Summer League, we just say it's Summer League. So I don't think you can take too much away from one game, especially given how many games of him with his national team and at Baylor. But it sure is nice to have him get out there, get some confidence, and play well for that one game. So.
Did he injure his thumb shooting?
Well, he certainly shot a lot.
That's my point.
Yeah.
And when did he hurt his thumb? After the 27th shot?
Yeah. Well, hey, he's an Iceman.
No, I don't have a problem with him shooting.
Oh,
I'm
right.
I'm just talking about the whole thumb injury.
Where it came from.
Yeah, where the hell
Well, he did take one fall.
He did?
That is, his hand went down before. So maybe it was.
Because I didn't see the game. So I'm just more or less.
Yeah. He took a fall. So it wasn't a horrible fall, but he still did take a fall.
All right.
Real quick, because we didn't get to a ton of guys buying and selling stock. Just want to throw some Philadelphia athletes at you. Yeah, whether you're buying stock or selling stock. Zach Bond.
That might be one you need to sell high on.
Right?
It's pretty high.
Like, how could he have a better year than he did last year?
He's not going to have a better year than he did last year.
I don't even know if he could have a year as good as he had last year.
He's not going to have a year as good as he did last year.
Especially with his teammates probably aren't as good around him, you know? Yeah.
That would have been one that you could buy. I mean, you could sell stock on.
A.J. Brown.
Oh, you're always buying stock on A.J. No?
I think this year you buy because it seems like they're not going to run Saquon as much, and they're going to go back to being more of a...
Oh, we're back to 1,500 yards.
Well, and A.J. Brown's been campaigning all day online. He wants people to start a chant for him
at
games.
Yeah.
What's the? That's a weird thing.
Yeah. It's an odd one. Yeah. Trying to piece it together.
Yeah.
Throw him the ball.
Yeah.
Throw him the ball.
He wants us to yell 1K.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
And, or
nobody even calls you
or
that.
Or AO.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means either.
That's why I'm saying always open.
Well, at least he's not
complaining. That's what means always open.
At least he's not complaining.
Well, he's not complaining. He's
a fun
thing.
No, he's trying to encourage a chant. Sort of chant.
A-O.
Which just let us come up with the chants.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't encourage chants.
A-O, 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 A-O.
At the playoff T.O.?
Yep. Jalen Carter. Buying or selling Jalen Carter?
Buying. Stop.
I don't care if
it's dude's barely scratching the surface. You heard Jeremiah.
Yep. I'm going to sell it as soon as he gets paid.
Okay.
After next year, I'm selling
if
my
he's
Jalen
not,
Carter.
If he's not in Defensive Player of the Year candidacy, it's a disappointment.
Jordan Davis.
I'm buying stock in J.D.
Sal.
He's my guy this year.
Well, contract year for Jordan Davis.
Yes, sir. Contract year. I think we get the best year.
Well, by the way, it was a contract year either. Actually, it's not a contract year, right?
Jordan Davis?
It's not a contract year because he's got two more years.
No, they picked up his fifth year.
And this is his fourth year, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's not a contract year for him.
No, but I mean they can give him a contract.
Oh, they can give him a contract.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he's not a free agent at the end.
Because that was the thing that they could have done is not picked up the option and just let him earn it.
And make him earn it.
Yeah.
But they realize that's going to cost him more.
If he ends up playing.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Cooper DeGene.
Buying stock in my boy Coop.
Sal.
He had too much fun.
You guys are nuts.
Stock's too high. Nickel corner.
His boy is a football player.
Yeah.
He might be our best defensive player outside of Jalen Carter.
Man, you are coming strong on the Cooper DeGene stuff.
I just know I see talent when I see it.
Better than Bond?
Yeah.
Better than Quinion?
Well, it's a different position. Quinion's a cover guy. Cooper DeGene is a football player that you're going to use. He's going to
blitz
the quarterback.
Toughness.
He's going to play against the run. He's going to cover slot receivers. He's going to cover tight ends. Like, Quinion Mitchell is just covering a receiver out there.
Wow.
And if they throw the ball at him,
Cooper
he breaks
DeGene.
It up. He may not throw it at him.
Some are saying he's the next Doc. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers.
I didn't go that far.
Yeah. Well, you start putting him at safety. You better start shaking,
yeah.
Doc.
Yep.
You know, he's coming for the crown.
Yep.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Just say you're selling Jalen. Just say you're selling Jalen. Just say you're selling Jalen. The listener is ready to call in when the show started.
They're waiting.
Well,
good growth from us.
Ike, buying or selling Jalen stock?
I'm buying Jalen stock. I got him as MVP this year.
Jack, buying or selling Jalen
stock? Buying.
It's a safe side for him.
It is. No one will remember this, Jack.
No one cares.
You know, Jack, middle of October, yes. when Hurts is the MVP favorite, Jack's going to go, remember, I said I was buying stock.
I did. Yeah. I called the Eagles run last year, too.
Yep. What's next?
We're here to jump, not to play slap and tickle. Rios yelling at everyone's kids at Sky Zone.
Yeah.
It's probably a fun guy to go to Sky Zone with.
Yep.
Yeah, he's definitely scaring everybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jump!
What's next?
The Spike Eskin Prediction Tracker. Saquon, regressing. The Eagles defense, regressing. Bryce Harper may have to retire after the season. Paul George and Embiid will be Kobe and Shaq next season. Frank and
never said any of that.
Yeah, he did.
I hate the text line on that. Completely missing the point of stock buying.
Are you going to miss the text line for your week off?
No. I hate the text line. I hate it more than Ben Livingston did.
Nice.
Ben didn't like the text.
No, he didn't. Because it took away tweets
read
and
his
text.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, tweets and text.
Yep. What's next?
I'm not saying Elliot is a homer, but it was refreshing to finally have someone like Rubon to keep it real and say things like Nolan Smith will have 12 sacks and the Eagles are going back to the Super Bowl. Alex in Lancaster.
True.
We let Rube off the hook. See, we said we didn't fight with Elliot, but the reason we didn't fight is because it was Rube.
Yeah.
If Elliot had said, "I just think they're going to win the Super Bowl again," and Nolan
they go,
Smith,
"Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no way!
Where's the worm?
You bump your chest out again?"
Yep. And Nolan Smith having 12 sacks. When was the last time an Eagle had 12? Did Redick have 12 sacks?
Redick had
18. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
17 and a half.
Both years, right?
Well, you have to get over 12. Yeah. But the 1 year, he had 17 and a half.
Yeah.
What's next?
Wait. Spike is buying stock in a player with a 10-year injury history? Friendly reminder that I'm still available. Byron Buxton.
Byron Buxton.
Yeah. Yeah. Still out there.
Well, if it was cheap, like Embiid stock is, I would buy Byron Buxton.
But. Luis Roberts' stock is cheap.
No, he does not want Luis Roberts.
I don't want him either. I don't want him sold to – if they get him as an extra guy, that's fine. I don't want him sold to me as their big acquisition. He's hitting 185.
He hit a home run today.
That's hard to sell.
Yeah, and he hit 220 last year. He's had one good year.
He hit a home run today?
He's been in the league 6 years. He's had one good year. What's next?
I heard that Spike gets really mad when people are being loud at remotes. The emergency alert system going off on everyone's phone at the same time.
Yeah. And I hope it's not like the Purge out there with 911 down.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's back up.
Yeah, don't commit any crimes. What's next?
How much money do these guys have on the Guardians? Ike, Spike, and Fritz at Chickie's.
You see those guys?
Yeah.
They were just every single thing the Guardians.
Were the only people in here rooting when Cleveland is scoring.
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't see them.
There's four guys at the bar up there. And every single time the Guardians did anything, loud cheers.
Oh, you know
the Guardians aren't even on MLB Network. They had to go to the MLB package.
They had a bet on them.
Of course.
Yeah.
I just want to know how much.
Yep.
Unless they are passing through here as Clevelanders.
Like, that's going to be you cheering for the Red Sox in September for your parlay. Why is Ike cheering for the Red Sox?
Yep. That's true.
What's next?
108 sacks. 7 interceptions. Ike sleeping on the beach, dreaming about J.J. Watt.
T.J.
Watt.
T.J. Watt.
Oh, he messed
all right,
up.
We need to find out
was
if
that
that's your
user
fault.
Error, or was that him? Hold on. Let me check the text line.
It's TJ.
No, it's written as TJ.
All right. So it's battle.
That's battle.
Moron.
Idiot.
Rob Cherry is next.
Rob Cherry, back-to-back days?
Now,
are we overworking him?
Well, I love an angry Bob on the ride home.
Yeah.
We will not be here next week, but we urge you to listen. Because the shows will be excellent, and they will not only will they be excellent, you will learn to appreciate us as well and miss
even
us.
More,
but
yes.
They will be excellent. I'm sure Broads will be in there, and TK will be in
TK,
there.
TK, first two, Broads, and then Broads and Devin, and then Broads and Al.
Oh, that's cool. I approve of that.
Yeah. But if, just next Friday, keep it to a minimum on the hockey talk.
Well, that, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, it's our bonus, not yours.
Yeah. This is our money.
Yeah. All right.
Say Jalen is an elite.
Yes. We will talk to you when we get back. We love you. Thank you so much for listening.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.